hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
And in this hour here on The Rita Cosby Show, well, the cannibal case has been solved. President Biden, remember, said that his uncle Bozy had been shot down in New Guinea and a victim of cannibalism there. So the people of New Guinea are not happy. They said, we're not all cannibals. And the mystery has been solved. We're going to talk about that later on. If that's not one of the weirdest stories of the week, I don't know what is. But I don't know how to explain it. But somehow he, I guess, assumed he had been eaten by cannibals and he got emotional and maybe misrepresented some things. How's that for a nice way to describe him sharing a tall tale? So we're going to talk about that later on in this hour, because boy, is that a wild story. And speaking of wild, outside of the Trump trial today, just as the jury's announced, suddenly this horrific scene happens. And this man, who has had a history, I guess, of mental illness, apparently posted some crazy stuff on social media as well. He's a guy from Florida, and he is walking up. He goes to a park bench there right outside where the courtroom is, where the court case is, because he's outside in the park, obviously. Sits down on the bench, apparently throws up all these pamphlets about these crazy conspiracy theories that are sort of all over the place. People say they're not sure if he had any sort of particular political leaning or not, or if he just knew that there'd be a lot of people down there and he was just trying to get attention for his craziness. And then he threw a liquid accelerant on himself and he lit himself on fire. You know, you see sometimes these protesters, like in China and elsewhere, where they actually do it. Well, this guy did it today, and he did it in front of all these reporters. Apparently, there were a number of reporters that were running over and trying to use their jackets to put out the flames on the guy, because clearly he is a troubled individual. He was taken alive to the hospital, but in very, very serious condition. And what a wild time. There's already, obviously, a lot of drama inside the courtroom, but outside the courtroom, things were really also just wild and nerve-wracking as well. And here is one of the eyewitnesses describing what she saw when this just shocking, horrific incident happened today. Take a listen.
This is a young man sitting on a bench. He had two big signs next to him. One said something about a Ponzi scheme, Substack.com, some address. And the other one said, it's not exact wording, Biden and Trump are in cahoots was the meaning of it, something about they're together and there's going to be a coup. There was the word coup on there. And he's just sitting quietly. There was a pack of flyers. I didn't get one. I was photographing the Trumpers. And then he got up and I was on the far side and he kind of walked, not towards me, but to the other side. And I thought, oh, those weren't his signs. He was just sitting there. I had just taken a picture of him, actually. He paused and looked at me and I took the last picture of him. And then I didn't even realize what he was doing. I thought actually he took it turned out to be, I guess, gasoline or some propellant and doused himself. And I actually, my first thought was it was water. Like, I didn't realize he was homeless. And then he flung all these flyers everywhere. And I realized that he had been with the signs. And then he yelled at me to get far away, run far away. And he took out his lighter.
He actually yelled at you, move back?
Yeah, no, he said run away.
Yeah. Run away.
Yeah, get away. Like, he didn't want me to get too, because I was, like, coming closer to him, and he told me to get away, and I didn't know what to do, and I just did. I didn't stop him.
That is incredible. Can you imagine just standing there, and all of a sudden, that happened? And there were a lot of reporters that were there when this moment happened. And so there were also reporters that were like, oh, this has to do with the Trump case. Look what Trump is doing to people. It's causing people to light themselves on fire. I mean, come on. You can't make it up. And, I mean, it's just absurd. So the NYPD had to come out and say, no, it just looks like he's a nut. He's obviously a deeply troubled individual. And he just knew that there'd be a lot of media there and just wanted to take advantage of the attention and do something horrible, which is obviously just terribly tragic. Hopefully the guy survives and gets help. But here's the NYPD talking about that.
The pamphlets seem to be propaganda-based, almost like a conspiracy theory type of pamphlet. Some information in regards to Ponzi schemes and the fact that some of our local educational institutes are fronts for the mob. So a little bit of a conspiracy theory going on here.
The old Ponzi scheme trick. That'll do it every time. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Carlo. Are you there in Connecticut? Carlo?
Yes, Rita. I have a lot of things to say, and I'll be quick. First of all, save the dogs and cats from ACAC. And let us have the cops, every cop with a canine cop. That girl down in Georgia would be alive if she had a big dog with her. God rest her soul. The cop Dilla would be alive if he had a canine. That dog would have bit that creep's hand off. And before he could shoot the cop, God rest his soul. And the bottom line is these dogs sniff out cancer and high blood pressure, and they're killing the cats, and the rats are overrunning the city. Now there's urine. People are getting sick from rat urine. The whole city's going downhill. And one other thing, and this is important.
By the way, Carlo, I hear what you're saying about the rat urine, too, because that's a doozy. I mean, if that doesn't epitomize how crazy New York is, and how insane it is that people are getting infected from rat urine, you would think that maybe they would find other things to be doing, like disinfecting some places and saving us from the rat urine disease, as opposed to dealing with a business ledger issue. I mean, give me a break. But it just epitomizes just how degraded New York is. We were talking also about this guy just today with a hockey stick who goes over and bashes a woman in the face. I mean, there are all these crazy, random, horrible things that are scaring people about New York. And Alvin Bragg, again, is focused on Trump, and doesn't seem to be focused on the degradation of New York, epitomized by rat urine appropriately. So I'm glad you brought that up because that is a doozy there. Let's go to Mike in South Carolina. Mike, your thoughts.
Hey, Rita. Yeah, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. You can't make it up. You just can't make it up. What Donald Trump is going through, and he's going to stand tall, you know, with the civil and criminal case. And this judge is just out of his mind.
Yeah.
Bragg, shame on you, Bragg, and all the other DAs in this country. Shame on you. Okay. And, you know, the Democrats, they don't speak about the donkeys, October 7th, January 6th, they want to focus on January 6th. Give me a break. And Eric Adams, you know what, Eric? You love to use the word recidivism, if you could pronounce it, okay? And you're a thug, is what you are, wearing a suit, $5,000 suit. And look at the lies you're telling. Oh, crime is down in the subways, crime is down, jobs are up. Are you kidding me? Give me a freaking break.
Guess what's up? Right. Also inflation, mortgage rates, prices when you go to the grocery store. They're up too. And people don't feel safe, just like you said. You know, they can try to, like, you know, in some cases, stilt the numbers because a lot of times they lessen the offenses. But, you know, they know who these 3,000 or 3,500 people are that seem to be committing crimes over and over and over again. And yet we haven't heard anything about them getting those people off the street. And in fact, you know, Mike, it's amazing because in New York State, they're dealing with the budget. And finally, you know, Kathy Hochul got some of this in terms of enhancing penalties for retail crimes. I'm glad she got it. I think it's good, you know, that needs to be. But it was a battle. And even the Carl Hasty guy, the New York Assembly Speaker, was like, oh, I don't think that stiffening penalties really deters people, but I'll give it to her anyway. And that's the best they could do. I mean, what about stiffening the penalties for people who push people in front of subways? What about stiffening the penalty for somebody who bashes somebody in the head with a hockey stick? I mean, they're like patting themselves on the back for like, you know, like a minor increase in penalties that most of the people there that are so far radical, the regressives versus progressives, which is what we call them, you know, they don't seem to even still get it. They seem to think like there's no plus to this, but we'll just kind of throw it in there anyway. I mean, wouldn't it be logical, Mike, that enhancing penalties might somehow dissuade people from the crime or at least keep them locked up? But for some reason, they can't even do that. I mean, Mike, it's pathetic. And I don't see any hope in sight. Do you?
Not at all. Not at all. And that's the reason why people are leaving the tri-state area. You know, I grew up in Nassau County. My kids are doing well, son and daughter. And you know what? It's enough to turn anyone's stomach. And Adam, you keep doing it, and you keep telling the lies. And Biden, too. Cannibalism got my uncle. What? What? Say what?
That's a new one, right? I know. Mike, you got to hear. I don't know if you heard it, but I'm going to play later on in the show. The response from Corinne Jean-Pierre at the press conference today when she was asked about it. If you like word salads, this one is an open bar. You know, let's just describe it that way. 1-800-848-9222. And everybody, we will continue your calls after the break. You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show on this busy cannibalistic night.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, Anacool, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
With a little bit of Stevie Wonder. I interviewed Stevie a number of years ago when I was at NBC. He is so great. He's so awesome. Let's put it up. It's Friday night. Come on. How lovely Michael Cohen's going to be, how lovely Stormy Daniels is going to be. Who do you think is going to be witness number one? Even the defense doesn't know because they're going to spring it on them on Sunday night. That to me is just so unprofessional and so un-American. There's so many issues with all of this. And it also comes at a time where we are dealing with, obviously, these huge issues that are going on around the world. There was word tonight that there was a strike in Iraq, and Israel and the United States are saying it wasn't us. So we'll find out what it is. But apparently it was tied to some military base there in Iraq. We do know that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps does a lot of training there, and Hezbollah. Of course, that's a proxy group of Iran. It comes after last night's strikes by Israel, not too far from some of the nuclear facilities there in Iran, intentionally sending a message, but not obviously hitting the nuclear facility. So there's just so many issues. And this weekend, they're going to be voting on all these different aid packages. There's also turmoil, of course, again, in the House, because now there are three members who say they're not happy with House Speaker Mike Johnson because they want him to put up border first. And he's saying the best that he can do with the dynamics right now in the House is at least try to get aid for Israel and Ukraine and others. It's a mess. The world is a mess. And then we've got these crazy protesters that are just screaming and shouting. And it's really despicable when I see just the disrespect that they're also giving to law enforcement. I just hate it. I really do. And I find it so reprehensible that our president, I wonder if on day one, as opposed to him coddling to the Arab American vote and afraid to condemn these people, think about how different it would have been if on day one he said to them, you know, we're not going to tolerate this kind of hate speech. We Americans are better than that. We're not. This is not free speech. This is deplorable speech. This is disgusting speech. This is vile and threatening speech. And when kids feel like they can't come to school, it's like you can't go to a movie theater and shout fire. That's not free speech. That's endangering people. And guess what? If you sit there and say, hey, October 7th was a great day and I want it over and over again, guess what? That's insightful, too. And Jewish students don't feel comfortable going to school at Columbia and some of these other schools. I never in a million years imagined that we would see this. This is the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, by the way. My father grew up right outside the Warsaw Ghetto. So he saw hate firsthand, tried to help those inside and outside the ghetto, and then he was part of the Warsaw Uprising, which was the following year. So my father knows what it's like to fight evil. And if you don't stand up and you don't say anything, guess what happens? It flourishes. And that's what is happening now. And our president has not said anything. And in fact, when the protesters disrupted him, remember, he was like, no, they have a point. He should have said, get out of here. We're not going to tolerate this. This is not America. America, we're more embracing than that. I thought he was the guy who wants to bring everybody together. I guess he's accepting vile comments when he thinks they can help him at the voting booth. That is really pathetic. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Norm. Norm, your thoughts.
Happy Friday, Rita.
Hey, you too, my friend. You too.
Thank you. Well, you know, people are setting fire to themselves. There's a talk of cannibalism in the air. New York's going to hell.
Yeah, and they're praising October 7th and Hamas. Don't forget about those loonies.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I just want to put it out into the ether that we, the people, love Donald Trump. We love his family. We support him and his family. And I know that maybe some of his people listen. I'm sure they listen to the Rita Cosby Show. And I just want to put it out there that we love him. We support him. And, you know, screw Alvin Bragg.
Hey, well, and you know, they got to listen to the Rita Cosby Show. If they have good taste like all of you guys, they got to listen to this show. We'll have more after the break, everybody.
Rita Cosby is on.
And that is the perfect song because it sounds like case closed on the cannibalism tied to Biden's uncle. I mean, this is the weirdest story of maybe not just of the week, but so far of the year. So Joe Biden is out there and Joe Biden is talking at an event about his uncle Bozy, who was shot down, which is obviously a horrible story. And it turns out there's some other issues tied to all of that, too. But we'll get into that in a moment. But here is, first off, Joe Biden describing what happened to his uncle during World War II.
Day My mother's four brothers all went down in the back end when D-Day occurred. And on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. And then my son volunteered to go to Iraq for a year, and he came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. And they gave, like many of you, risked your lives, and you know people who gave their lives to the country. They're heroes. But one of the things that as I was doing that today, I was reminded of what my opponent said in Paris not too long ago. They asked him to go visit American grave sites. He said no, he wouldn't do it, because they were all suckers and losers. Oh. I'm not making that up. Staff was with him, acknowledged it today. Suckers and losers. That man doesn't deserve to have been the commander-in-chief for my son.
First of all, I mean, get over the comments that he claims that President Trump said. And the story was just too bizarre to be true about his uncle. Just kind of throws it out there, was eaten by cannibals. So, of course, today, finally, Peter Doocy of Fox News gets a chance to ask Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, about it, and listen to the word salad he got in return.
Why is President Biden saying that his uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals?
So, you know, I answered this question yesterday. I believe I've seen some clips on your network about me answering this question. I don't have much to say beyond what I said to some of your colleagues. Look, I was there. I think you traveled with us, too, to Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if you were there at the memorial in Scranton. The president had a emotional and I think a symbolic moment. He had an opportunity as president to honor his uncle's service in uniform. He had an opportunity to be there as president to speak to the bravery of his uncle, and not just his uncle, but many U.S. service members that put their lives on the line on behalf of this country. So his uncle, who lost his life when the military aircraft he was on crashed in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea, the president highlighted his uncle's story as he made the case for honoring our sacred commitment to equip those we send to war and take care of them and their families when they come home. And as he iterated, the last thing American veterans are, or the last thing Americans are, should be called, are suckers and losers. And that is, those types of words should not come from a commander in chief, as we have in the past. And we should actually be lifting up our American veterans and honoring them. And that's what you saw from this president.
And
did that clarify anything? Because that didn't clarify anything for me. And then here's the follow-up. Can you believe that the White House press briefing? So was the president's uncle eaten by cannibals? Here it is.
I agree. Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Finnegan was a war hero. But the Pentagon says, for unknown reasons, the plane was forced to ditch in the ocean. Both engines failed at low altitude. Why is President Biden saying he was shot down? There's no evidence of that. And why is he saying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals? That is a bad way to go.
He lost his life. It's not, look, I'm not, we should not make jokes about
it's
this.
Not, wait, wait, President wait. President Biden said that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
I mean, your last line, it's for a laugh. It's for a funny statement. And he takes this very seriously. His uncle, who served and protected this country, lost his life serving. And that should matter. You have a president that lifts up our U.S. troops, our American veterans, every day, who thinks about them, who actually thinks they're all heroes, and they are. And you have a former president who disrespects that, who doesn't honor that. Said it as president, suckers or losers. That's what he said.
Where did the cannibalism come
from? I think you're missing the point. The point is, you have a president that lifts up American veterans, who lifts up our U.S. service members. And that's what matters. He understands how critical and how important it is to be commander-in-chief.
That, to me, is the wildest thing. She's like, let's just see. He has compassion. That's why. You know, and the other one doesn't. And Peter Doocy's like, wait. It says that both engines failed and the plane was at low altitude, that, you know, that there may have been some mechanical or something else, you know. And obviously, the uncle, anybody who served in World War II, obviously, are heroes. But she doesn't still even answer the question. I mean, it is a bizarre statement. You have a president of the United States who's come out and said that his uncle was killed by cannibals, was eaten by cannibals, and there's no evidence of it. And it's just the most bizarre, weirdest statement. And she won't even answer the question. And then when somebody asks, she's like, oh, no. You know, it's disrespectful to the military. I didn't know cannibalism was disrespectful. You know, I mean, this is insane. It really is. That is the wildest conversation. I've been in that press room many a time. I don't think I've ever asked a question about cannibalism, for the record. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Robert in Philly, clear it up for me, okay?
Well, I don't know if I can do that, but I have to give you a shout out from the Voice of Reason in Philadelphia. That would be one Dom Giordano.
Oh, thank you. What did Dom say?
He had enough. He said that you are a pure professional and you are a real sweetheart.
Very nice. Now, how did you connect with Dom? I love Dom, and I are Dom and I actually were in Guantanamo Bay together.
Okay, yes, he was talking about that. He is the daytime talk guy here. And to him, I'm Robert from Ben Salem. But since you guys never heard of Ben Salem, I'm Robert from Philadelphia.
Well, thank you. And how funny. So, you know what is hysterical? I think I've seen Dom a few times since, but it's been a while. He is a great guy. And I'm glad you listened to him as well. He is such a great guy, Robert. And we went down to Guantanamo, and we went at a time, I believe it was like 2004 or 2005. And it was pretty early on. And we got to see, we were the first ones to kind of go and be able to witness some of the detainees, or I call them terrorists, that were behind, you know, jails there, and get to see the conditions. And it was when everybody was going, oh, God, the conditions are so bad. They're terrible to us. And so I went down there and I'm like, God, this place is pretty clean. It's nice. They all looked well fed. They were kind of like smiling. I mean, I wasn't there 24/7. But I certainly, what I did see, looked like a pretty nice, clean jail. And Dom and I both felt the same way. So it was really good, I think. And it was important to go down there and to be able to report on it. And we were one of the first ones to get that chance. So and Dom is such a great, he's a great American, too. And he loves this country, as you probably know that, too, Robert.
Yes. Real quick. Oh, you at least got to watch a soccer game while you were down there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Well, they did. Yeah. And ping pong, right, too. Remember, they had ping pong. Don't forget about that. And dental care. They had like more sophisticated dental work, Robert.
I'm sorry. I'll take it way too much time.
No, but it's reminding me of, like, that's the way we treat terrorists. That's the way,
I know.
I mean, you can't make it up. They're saying they're tortured, and I guess they were tortured because they were getting, gold fillings. I'm sure they really got them in the foothills of Afghanistan. But anyway.
It's hard to live up to that great Satan role all the time. Anyway, I just wanted to note that the great juxtaposition followed or preceded by Biden's daily lie, and he lies every day. We know that now. But you have a president who didn't do anything wrong and did a pretty good job as president sitting in a courtroom, and you have this guy who lies all the time and possibly involved in 5 major felonies. I'm incredibly involved, and he's out campaigning, and this is the America we live in. And November can't get here soon enough. But you enjoy your weekend, Rita, and we all love you.
Oh, thank you, Robert, and thank you for the nice words from my buddy there, Dom, to give him my regards, please, next time you talk to him. Thanks so much, Robert. Let's go to Chuck in Warwick. Go ahead, Chuck.
Rita, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
You too. Hey,
when Biden opens his mouth, everything comes out as a lie.
You mean his uncle wasn't eaten by cannibals?
Oh, his uncle, everything he said for years. Oh, I need the Congress to pass this in order to shut the border down. Everything he says is a lie. He is awful.
Yeah, I don't know if he even remembers what he says half the time. I was waiting for him, you know, and listen, it's terrible what obviously happened to his son, Beau, who also was in service. And boy, you know, you guys all know I have tremendous respect for anybody who served in the military, but he always frequently refers to his son who died overseas, but his son died when he came back. So it seems like he juxtaposes these personal stories. And then what was the story? Corn Pop. Remember the story where he said he had a fight with Corn Pop? And then nobody says they even remember a Corn Pop in the neighborhood. You know, it's like there are these sort of weird personal stories that somehow he can't keep straight, that he has to kind of keep enhancing or changing depending on the moment. Boy, is it confusing. It really, really is. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, your thoughts.
Hey, Rita, I guess Biden wants to have Bragg send him to New Guinea, where he could be eaten by cannibals.
By the way, yeah. if he could, he'd find a way to do it.
Regular.
Yeah, he'd say, yeah. Trump, I got a great, we'll let you do one campaign stop, but it's in New Guinea.
And also with his son, the tragedy that Bo died, but he modified the lie that he tells. He said his son contracted cancer in Iraq to make it, like, to cover his lie, but he didn't contract it there. He, years later, here he got it, and he was a lawyer, so he wasn't, like, at the burn pits and working, you know, in combat. So that was a way to, like, cover that lie, but it's still a lie. And it's just real quick on Bragg, and Trump would say there, she's a racist in reverse, Tish James, maybe. But Bragg, he's victimizing minorities more than whites, because I'm in Brooklyn, and it's mostly minorities. So the victims of the crimes are minorities. Most, you know, mostly. So they're paying the price more than the whites, you know. So they're actually, you can look at it that way. They're actually, you know, racist. They're harming black and minorities more than Caucasians. So
well, that's why, Andrew, by the way, if you look at some of the new polls, and I was just reading one of the new polls that just came out, everybody, really overwhelmingly, they're worried about crime and safety. It's a common thread that a lot of people are having right now. They are so, so, so worried when they see what's happening to our communities. Let's go to Linda, New Jersey. Linda, your thoughts.
Yes, hello. I have two things to say, so I'll go fast. I would like to say Glenn Beck had two shows on Omar. That is not her name. She was refused refugee status, and she took the name of someone who was accepted, that someone else's name, whose name was Omar. And she's an imposter, and she's an infiltrator. And I would also like to say that the American GEOs are bringing migrants across the border to vote, and they're told to vote for Biden. And that's put out by Oscar Blue on YouTube, who's an investigative reporter at the, the Gary and Gap.
I saw there was something there in Spanish where they're saying, hey, when you get over there. And listen, I think, you know, at first I thought, Linda, like maybe it was some sort of conspiracy theory that the goal was to have people vote. But I really do think that that's a lot of it. I mean, obviously, not yet can they, but there's a lot of places where they're trying to. I mean, New York, for example, they're trying to have those who are non-citizens have the ability to vote. You know, like those are the green card holders, and you sort of see where they're trying to go. That has been, it's being fought back and forth in the courts right now. But that would be for local elections. And that's 800,000 people in local elections if that were to happen. That's a huge voting block. And I can't fathom, you know, it's interesting. I can't fathom why else would you allow your border to be wide open if it wasn't for some reason as cynical as that, or like enhancing the the census, which happens every 10 years, and beefing up so you get more representatives in states like California, New York, and places like that. It defies logic. It defies logic. And you talked about Ilhan Omar. I want to play, every time I think of Ilhan Omar, I think of this. This is what she said after 9/11. Remember this one, guys?
Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen. And frankly, I'm tired of it. And every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it. CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Somebody did something. Boy, did they do something on 9/11, which is why when you hear people with really frightening rhetoric, you have to pay attention to it. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And now to our Support Our Heroes segment.
The Rita Cosby Show presents Support Our Heroes.
And this is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation Support Our Heroes segment with a powerful story coming from Blacksburg, Virginia, where seven veterans were gifted quilts of valor as a symbol of gratitude and healing in the New River Valley, which is located in southwestern Virginia along the Blue Ridge and Appalachian Mountains. And seven veterans came. They were gifted these beautiful customized quilts of valor, including Vietnam era veteran Cynthia Rathwell, who said that this reminds her of the warmth and the kindness that she felt from people now. Of course, many people did not feel appreciated after Vietnam, but she says she is grateful that their service and hers is never forgotten. Also, by the way, Quilts of Valor was created by a Blue Star mom, Catherine Roberts, who did it over 21 years ago. She says that it was born of a dream and vision she had of post-deployed veterans struggling with memories of their service. And it's a way to see their demeanor change from despair to hope as they are wrapped up in a beautiful quilt. And everybody, help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Go to t2t.org, t2t.org.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. It's The Rita Cosby Show.
And I hope you all have good times this weekend. It has been a really crazy week in the world, from cannibals to everything else. And of course, we don't want to take away anything from Uncle Bosie and his great military service, which obviously is extremely commendable. But the story that Biden told seems to have a lot of question marks, even by the Pentagon itself. On Monday, again, opening statements are going to take place in the Trump case, and that is going to be one for the record books. It's the first time in American history that a former president is involved in a criminal trial. So this is a big deal, at the same time that the civil case, where they'll be arguing over the $175 million bond that Letitia James says isn't enough. And we'll see what happens with, of course, all the different protests that are taking place also across this country, if they will continue. And there may be more down there at the courthouse as well. I hope all of you have a great, great weekend. Stay safe. By the way, Sal, you asked me about the Rat Czar. Curtis Sliwa comes up on WABC Radio. He will be able to tell you whether or not the Rat Czar is still in place and is overseeing the rat urine. He is the expert on that. Make sure you let him know.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.